from KQED.
California composer Arturo Rodriguez has written a mass for the dead in honor of the victims of the Oakland warehouse fire. And just as the voices of the victims have been silenced by the cruel flames of that fire, the composer's requiem will have no singing. KQED senior arts editor Chloe Veltman reports.
When the musicians of the Awesome Orchestra Collective began to play the opening movement from Requiem Sinfonica, it brought up different emotions in the people who gathered outside Oakland Public Library to listen.
I certainly had a lot of mental images of the walls burning, especially of like the very rickety staircase falling, which was what trapped a lot of people up on the second floor.
That's Oakland's designer, Alyssa Young. She knew two people who died in the fire that swept through an underground art space last December.
I guess it's a little bit of self-torture in a way, like discomfort.
The music reflects Young's pain. Composer Arturo Rodriguez said he wrote his mass in the somber key of E minor and subtitled it Requiem Without Words because the 36 people who perished in the ghost ship fire no longer have a voice. But in a speech before the music began, the composer told the crowd he also wanted the work to be uplifting.
I thought of it more as a noble statement to them than a sad one.
San Francisco resident Isaac Imala lost a former schoolmate in the blaze. He echoed Rodriguez's sentiment.
You couldn't help but remember the fact that, you know, folks who were in ghost ship that night were there for community and for music and for making art. Feeling and hearing the spirit of community and musicians coming together to make something beautiful was really powerful.
Like the warehouse artists' community it seeks to remember, the orchestra's playing last night was scrappy and improvisational in feel. The outdoor setting added to the free and open feeling. Rodriguez says he hopes the ensemble will give a full, polished performance at the end of the year. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.